Yeah, you join us here in Convoy as the teams come off Donegal once again in the winning closure. 3 goals and 11 points to 3-9, the final score here. 2 points did it in the end as Tipperary mounted a late challenge with 2 goals and 2 points in the closing 10 minutes. Remember, Donegal led a goal in 7 to 1-5 at half time. Karen Guthrie gets him off to a great start with a goal inside 4 minutes, but then we had a good response from Tipperary with Roisin Howard getting the first of her 2 goals after 6 minutes, and Tipperary raced into a 1-3 goal lead after 9 minutes, but Donegal responded well and they were back in front again with points from Karen Guthrie, Geraldine McLaughlin, Megan Ryan, Niamh Hegarty, and 2 late frees from Geraldine McLaughlin as Katie Hearn and Ashley Maloney of Tipperary both spent time in the sin bin in the first half. The second half, Donegal really came out well, and Geraldine McLaughlin and Karen Guthrie added 2 quick points before Roisin Friel got in for Donegal's second goal after a good move involving both McLaughlin and Karen Guthrie. And then McLaughlin added the third goal 3 minutes later for a 3-9 to 1-5 lead. Donegal way out in front. Roisin Howard and Ashley Maloney added points, and as the rain came down and the spring sunshine made way for the wintry showers, Karen Guthrie and McLaughlin, who scored 2 goals and 9 points between them here this afternoon, Roisin Friel got the other point. Megan Ryan and Niamh Hegarty were among the scorers for Donegal as well. Donegal amazingly did not score in the final quarter, as Anna Carey and Ashley Maloney added points. Andy Kennedy and Roisin Howard got her second goal. Donegal lived dangerously in the end. But the important thing is there's another 3 points on the board. Donegal have gone to the top of the table once again. And, well, it looked like Maureen O'Donnell that they're through to a National League semi-final at least.
Yeah, it's great progress for the Donegal girls. They'll be very happy with that one out there today. As you said, I mean, overall good from Donegal. They dominated the first half of the second half, Tom. You know, I suppose they'll be a little bit worried that they hadn't scored from the 15th minute of the second half. That's something maybe they'll have to look about now going into league semi-final stages now up against maybe, I suppose, Galway sitting up at the top of the table there as well. So, and they're in great form and impressive form at the minute. But overall, very, very good from the Donegal ladies. They're having an impressive first start to the league. That's 4 ones out of 4 now for them, Tom. So they'll be there.
And a good test today, Maureen, unlike maybe some of the other games.
Yeah, I mean, last week I felt the game was a bit deflating for the girls, you know, and I suppose they could have had 3 more goals on the scoreboard last week against Monaghan. You know yourself, Monaghan sitting in relegation zone down at the bottom of the table. So I don't think that they've achieved much maybe from last week's game apart from the points, but a lot tighter out there today, and they were up against a team like Ashley Maloney was in the sin bin there for 10 minutes of the game. She came on, she caused a lot of ball at the end when she was thrown on full forward. You know, given maybe another 5 minutes, 6 minutes of this game, you know, you just don't know how much more Tipperary was going to close the gap. So it was a good test out there for them today. The neat games they got there going on now to the semi-final stages of the league, they'll be very happy with the run so far.
That's the voice of Maureen O'Donnell here from St Mary's in Convoy. Final score once again in this little ladies Division 1 round 4 tie. Donegal 3 goals and 11 points. Tipperary 3 goals and 9.